Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves on a three-day visit to South Africa to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. India and Israel sign terms of reference to initiate negotiations for free trade agreement. Indian panorama to open today at International Film Festival of India in Goa. Russian forces take control of strategic city of Kupiansk in Kharkiv region of eastern Ukraine. And first India-born cheetah gives birth to 5 cubs at Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a three-day visit to South Africa to attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg. This will be Mr. Modi's fourth official visit to South Africa, following his bilateral visit in 2016 and later for the two BRICS summits in 2018 and 2023. On the sidelines of G20 summit, the Prime Minister will also attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Our correspondent reports that this will be the fourth consecutive G20 summit held in the Global South.
At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will put forth India's perspective on the G20 agenda. The Prime Minister is expected to speak in all the three sessions of the summit. On the sideline of G20 summit, the Prime Minister will attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting and also hold bilateral talks with several world leaders. India's High Commissioner to South Africa, Prabhat Kumar, said the Prime Minister's visit is a significant opportunity not only for the G20 but also further strengthening bilateral relations.
It's a great opportunity to not only for the G20 but also for bilateral relations. The coming of Prime Minister to South Africa, and this is the culmination of 20 years of one round of the G20. So this is an excellent opportunity for us, for India, and people are looking forward for Prime Minister coming here.
Excitement is also building within the Indian diaspora in Johannesburg. Ms. Avanti, who has been living in the city for the past 10 years, expressed her enthusiasm about Prime Minister Modi's visit.
We are very excited to welcome him. I was fortunate to meet him 2 years back when he was here, and he has an aura. Like when you meet him, like, you know, he'll greet everyone with the same respect. And I was fortunate to like shake my hand with him, and I'm looking forward to welcoming again with the same excitement.
With the first G20 summit taking place on African soil, India's participation underlines its continued commitment to the Global South and its partnership across the African continent. Asanyu, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the 20th G20 Leaders Summit will be an opportunity to discuss key global issues. Mr. Modi said that he will present India's perspective at the summit in line with the nation's vision of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam and One Earth, One Family, One Future. In his departure statement ahead of embarking on his visit to Johannesburg, the Prime Minister noted that this will be a particularly special summit as it will be the first G20 summit to be held in Africa. He recalled that the African Union became a member of the G20 during India's presidency in 2023. India and Israel signed terms of reference for the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, between the two countries in Tel Aviv. The terms of reference were signed by Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Israel's Economy and Industry Minister Nir Barkat. Speaking on the occasion, Piyush Goyal said that both countries had agreed to begin work on a comprehensive FTA, a move aimed at reshaping bilateral trade and investment.
Israel and India have decided to enter into negotiations for a free trade agreement soon after having executed a bilateral investment treaty, and collectively the bilateral investment treaty and the free trade agreement will open the doors to greater market access, flow of capital, investments and trade, both in goods and services.
Speaking on the occasion, Israel's Minister Nir Barkat expressed desire to join venture with India, noting that India is awakening as a powerful giant and will be a great global force in future.
is waking up as a huge giant. And India of today is a great power. And we want to joint venture with India to help India become stronger and bigger. And at the same time, collaborate and make Israel stronger and better.
The Indian Panorama will open today at the International Film Festival of India in Goa with the screening of two films. Rajkumar Periasamy directed Tamil movie Amaran will be the opening film of the feature film section, while Hindi film Kakori, directed by Kamlesh K. Mishra, will be the opening film of the non-feature category. The Indian Panorama section will showcase a total of 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films. More from our correspondent.
The Indian Panorama is a showcase of the best of Indian films, highlighting the country's rich cinematic diversity and talent through films weaving a cinematic tapestry one frame at a time. Indian Panorama encourages emerging filmmakers, writers and actors and provides them opportunities to gain exposure. Indian Panorama showcases the diverse cultural, social and regional themes and stories that reflect India's pluralistic society. The section recognizes and celebrates outstanding Indian films, direction, acting and other technical categories. By showcasing the best of Indian cinema, Indian Panorama at IFFI enhances India's global cinematic footprint and encourages collaboration and exchange between Indian and international filmmakers. This is Sara Mushtaba, Akashwani News, Goa.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Thousands of illegal Bangladeshi immigrants are leaving India through various border checkposts in West Bengal since Special Intensive Revision, SIR, has started. Border Security Force, BSF, is handing over the Bangladeshi nationals to the Border Guard Bangladesh, BGB, after taking biometrics and completing necessary documentation work. Our district correspondent from North 24 Parganas reported many Bangladeshis who had illegally intruded into India are returning to their country through Hakimpur checkpost of Swarupnagar. Some of the illegal intruders have lived in India for more than 10 years and participated in voting process and have enlisted their names in many government welfare schemes. First India-born cheetah gives birth to 5 cubs at Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh. This was disclosed by Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav. We have a report.
This achievement is being seen as biggest success so far. The cheetah reintroduction program launched on the initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav congratulated the Kuno Forest staff, saying the state is playing an important role in global biodiversity conservation. India's cheetah revival began on 17 September 2022 when 8 cheetahs were brought from Namibia to Kuno and released into the wild by Prime Minister's Bipin Mishra, Akashwani, Bhopal.
Russian forces have taken control of the strategic city of Kupiansk in the Kharkiv region of eastern Ukraine. Valery Gerasimov, chief of the general staff of the Russian armed forces, confirmed that units from the Zapad West Group have captured the city and are continuing to eliminate Ukrainian forces trapped on the left bank of the Oskol River. Gerasimov also reported ongoing advances in Kramatorsk, another key city in eastern Ukraine, noting that over 75% of its territory is now under Russian control. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves on a 3-day visit to South Africa to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. India and Israel sign terms of reference to initiate negotiations for free trade agreement. Indian Panorama to open today at International Film Festival of India in Goa. Russian forces take control of strategic city of Kupiansk in Kharkiv region of eastern Ukraine. And first India-born cheetah gives birth to 5 cubs at Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.